From Michigan Radio and the Great Lakes News Collaborative, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. As the ability to detect pollutants increases, drinking water treatment plants are discovering new challenges. Kelly House with Bridge Michigan and I have been looking into the increasingly difficult job of keeping drinking water safe.
The Ann Arbor Water Treatment Plant got a call last year from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. There had been a toxic chemical spill in the Huron River upstream from Ann Arbor. The Huron is one of Ann Arbor's drinking water sources. Brian Steglitz is the city's public services area administrator. He says the state didn't have a lot of information to give them, so he and his crew started scrambling.
How do we find it and track it? Like, where is it now in the Huron? How quickly is it going to get to us? How much time do we have?
Ann Arbor is better staffed than the majority of Michigan's water systems. The water plant has a staff member who's a PhD-level chemist.
If we're going to treat it, how do we do it? What happens if it gets there and we can't treat it? What are we going to do about it?
They worked nearly around the clock, and they got lucky. Most of the toxic chemicals spilled was transformed into a benign form before it reached the river.
This was only the latest threat to Ann Arbor's drinking water. It's already monitoring a plume of 1,4-dioxane in groundwater that's slowly making its way toward one of Ann Arbor's water sources. And Ann Arbor has spent $1.5 million upgrading its system to deal with toxic PFAS discovered in the Huron River in the last few years. That class of chemicals is still not regulated by the federal government. Michigan had to set its own standards to keep public drinking supplies safe. Steglitz says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency should use the tools it has to keep chemicals from being used until we know the potential health impacts.
We should probably be having different conversations at the federal level.
That's Bonifer Ballard. She's the executive director of the Michigan section of the American Water Works Association. The federal government's role in protecting drinking water sources is split up into different offices within the Environmental Protection Agency. Those offices don't always work hand in hand. It can take 10 years or longer to determine the health effects of a chemical, and there's a backlog of thousands. Meanwhile, the cost of stripping the known toxic chemicals out of the water is passed onto customers at a time when the affordability of water is becoming a greater concern.
We wanted to have a conversation with the US EPA about why the risks are falling on local governments and their citizens. We negotiated with the agency's press office for a week and a half, and they failed to make anyone available for an interview. Make of that what you will. Bonifer Ballard says there's got to be a better way than what's happening right now.
The whole thing would be a lot cheaper if we just protected our source water to begin
with. That sounds sensible, right? But when Congress passed landmark environmental laws in the 1970s, they did not understand there were so many contaminants that threatened public health. The technology at the time couldn't detect chemicals at lower levels.
Linda Birnbaum is a toxicologist who studied contaminants for decades. In fact, she's a former director of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences and the National Toxicology Program. She says Europe checks first to see if a chemical is safe before allowing it to be used. It's called the precautionary principle. The U.S. assumes chemicals are safe until it's proven they're not. She says U.S. laws should be stricter at the beginning.
The starter of it is the company that made the chemical to begin with. And I just don't think we regulate that to the extent that we need to. We seem always to be playing catch up.
And the result is society has to pay a price so that industry can operate more efficiently and profitably.
In other words, it seems to me that the onus should be on the producer to make sure that they're not producing contamination that somebody else has to deal with.
The Michigan Chemistry Council argues that government has already slowed the approval process of chemicals to a near halt. The council says if the U.S. started using the so-called precautionary principle, it could mean great consequences for the economy and the development of innovation that could benefit the environment.
Ann Arbor's Brian Steglitz says approving chemicals without thoroughly understanding them makes his job of cleaning up the water much more difficult.
The best treatment tool that we have is to keep it out of our watershed to begin with. Let's not have to take it out at the end of the pipe.
I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Radio's Environment Report.
And I'm Kelly House with Environment Watch at Bridge, Michigan.